Welcome to The Greatest, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to The Greatest. I am Megan Gailey, your host, joined by my co-host and husband,
wow,
CJ Toledano.
I'm your husband, CJ Toledano.
Thank CJ you. Toledano.
You have fun saying my name like that?
Yeah. I love like newscaster voice.
Because that's what you wanted to be. That's what you thought you were going to be. You looked in the mirror and you went, I'm going to be this.
Yeah.
And you're not that.
The Colts entering the playoffs not on a hot streak.
That's good.
Thank you. And you can hear our guest is joining us. She don't want to hold back. She's ready to be included in the conversation. It's so hard when they're like, just sit here and we're going to banter, but like, we'll bring you in when you're ready. I cannot do it. Dear friend, hilarious comedian, sports writer to the stars.
Yep.
Has written for Von Miller. Okay. Has written for Gronk. And we know that he does need help with writers. And
whoa.
I'm just saying, Vaughn, you could see like, yeah, I bet he's bringing some ideas. Gronk, Aaron's doing the heavy lifting.
No,
give
actually,
it up for Aaron Lennox.
Hi, guys. That's so nice
welcome
to,
our
here.
Show, friend.
It's really a joy. I'm not just a fan of you guys as human beings, but a huge fan of this podcast.
Wow.
Thank you.
Maybe our first fan to be on this show.
Is that true? It's very embarrassing.
No one else has said it.
No, we've had, I think Lisa is a fan, but she was on before it came out.
And Lisa just wants to chat. So I think she's just more, she thought we were just hanging out.
No, I genuinely love this podcast. And that's not because we are exceptionally close friends.
Yeah.
Is it interesting nice. To like be here in a studio with
yeah,
us?
Yeah, it feels weird. It feels silly.
It is.
Like
yeah.
we should be in a
yeah,
backyard.
A, Chris is has to like do things when it's like
he has to listen to us hanging
out. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, we smoked 5 joints together on Monday.
Yeah.
It was my birthday.
There were 5 tiny joints.
There were 5 tiny joints, but only one was left.
It was so good. I had the time of my life.
You
I laughed so
partied.
Hard.
CJ planned. Well, technically it was my idea, but CJ executed it.
To perfection.
I mean, truly, truly. Like,
you should be a party planner.
I'll just all bring right. you through briefly what happened. My gal pals and I, we all met, had a drink outside of my house while CJ was decorating our house so beautifully, looking like a freaking Crate and Barrel shoot.
A Pinterest yeah. board. Yes.
And hired our dear friend who is also a chef, Danny Palumbo, and a comedian, very funny, very talented. So we got back to the house. CJ learned how to make the signature cocktail from our wedding.
Mm-hmm. So romantic.
Which he provided for all of us upon entering the home. And
I also
then,
thought it was called a dirty slut when it was in fact
no, called,
called
a fun
slut.
Yeah, there's yes. a difference.
A dirty
slut. Yeah, it has commentary in one of them.
Yeah.
It's just one time. It's like you, how you think of your wife.
Yeah.
Listen, are there people that think that I could have a drink named after me called Dirty Slut? Absolutely.
Sure.
Go to West Lafayette, Indiana, and you'll find them all up and down.
I'm going to skip going there.
Okay. It's actually notoriously smells bad. But yeah. And then we had a like 6-course dinner, 2 pasta courses.
So spectacular.
Cake. Provided by CJ that had very frightening sparklers on it.
He hurt his hand. He injured his hand.
We yeah, it was burning some. My arms. I was like, the happy birthday song never felt this long until my arm was on fire.
We got drunk. We got high. We laughed a lot at boomerangs of our friends.
It was such a time.
I think we were so busy having fun. Did we even talk shit?
Of course we did.
I don't recall.
There's I mean, there's.
All right,
we've never
who
once
we
hung
talked
out.
Shit about.
I never
let's
once
get,
hung
let's
out without talking
of
shit.
The show. Have we talked shit
Aaron, tell us about yourself a little bit. And that's
oh, wow.
so general. But you are, again, one of our friends who, like us, works in comedy, but also works in sports and is manages to make her career in a lot of sports stuff.
Yeah, just such a niche of writing
yeah.
for
but you've managed to...
I mean, you were yeah. with Von Miller for like weeks.
Yeah, it was months, actually.
What was that for?
It was so fun. It was for this Facebook Watch show, and we did, God, it was 8 or 11 episodes, I can't remember, but mm-hmm. we with Vaughn and his brothers, 2 of whom are not his actual brothers, but are such great people.
Well, I don't know if you could say that then.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Vaughn and his brothers. We had the time of our lives. We like shot the whole thing in his basement of his actual home.
In Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was cool. It was really, and you know, they're not actors, but they try hard. That's the thing about athletes. They are coachable.
Yeah.
They want to do well.
Mm-hmm. The good ones. The good
really
ones.
Really refreshing.
Yeah.
I was thinking about how funny it is though. Like I wanted to be, when I was little, I wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon just because I remember saying this to someone. I was like, I want to be an orthopedic surgeon so I can run out on the court when someone gets hurt. And they were like, that's not an orthopedic surgeon.
I got my ACL surgery the second it happened on the field.
Just right there.
Yeah, emergency.
And then when I found out that wasn't what they did, I was like, oh, well, fuck that. I'll just write.
Yeah.
But you get to hang out with athletes when comedy writer.
We've all come into this ass backwards.
Yes.
I've said CJ's made fun of what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a sideline reporter because I wanted to hang out with athletes.
And
then I think people were also like, well, that they're not. In my mind, I just sort of like learned it was like it was not a level of creativity that I was going to be happy with. Mm. I mean, some of that is
proactively made a choice.
Bitch.
I just like couldn't do the prerequisites for
well,
pre-med.
At least both of your guys is like was somewhat reasonable. I was like, I'm going to play in the NBA. Like,
you thought you were going to play in the NBA?
I really
did. You didn't
even
play in high school.
I did play in high school.
Have I told you this story where Jason Kidd let me beat him in one-on-one as a child?
Tell us.
And then I thought I was going to be in the men's NBA.
I mean, but that's the Jason Kidd. He did his job there.
Where
by
were you
empowering
and Jason
you.
Kidd alone?
We were not alone. It was like a summer league game in Oakland. My uncle took me.
Wow.
And then I got like pulled from the crowd and like it was like not real one-on-one. It was probably two possessions.
It wasn't real one-on-one?
No, sorry.
There wasn't the scoreboard?
I thought it was though.
Yeah.
I was probably like 9. I don't know. He was a rookie. He was rookie of the year. And then I'm playing against him and I beat him, or at least I like scored.
Yeah.
He allowed me to, but it was like, well, it's best out of three. Yeah. She wins or whatever. And I was like, holy shit.
How old were you?
I think 9.
Do you think he thought you were hot? And then he was like, I gotta let her win.
For sure. You know? Definitely had a mullet and like a rat tail.
Do you think that's why they let you out
like,
on the court?
They're like a make-a-wish kid. And I'm
they're
not.
Like, maybe
I'm
like, if I'm totally we let fine. This white trash girl out here, we will save her from hating minorities.
Yes. You know, it works.
I think there's, I used to have a.
They're like, you're from North Carolina? We need to really get this in here.
Rat tail. Any little white kids with rat tails, we're going to have you come down here and
a slight Southern
quote
accent.
Unquote play against the rookie of the year.
Then I went to basketball camp later that same summer and was not even the best at basketball camp for children.
That's how I found out too.
That's shocking. That'll knock you down.
It's funny because I went to Michael Jordan camp 2 years and I was really good, made the all-star team.
Hold on.
A brag. But I made the all-star team.
You went
team.
To Michael Jordan camp what year?
96, 97, and 97, 98. No, 97, 98, and 98, 99.
Because I think you were there at the same time as my cousins.
Elmhurst, Illinois.
Never mind.
They have one in Santa Barbara, too.
That's the Santa Barbara one is the one they went to. Yeah. And this is how we found out that my aunt slept with Michael Jordan.
Oh, yes. I remember you having the story. I mean, you can
now,
tell
is, which
as
aunt
much
is
as you
this?
Want.
The aunt that I've met? Whose house I've been to?
Why are we whispering?
This is like, we're whispering on the
RSS feed.
You haven't been to her house.
Okay.
But it's my cousin.
Oh, yeah,
Mom.
Your hot cousin.
My hot cousin.
Again, whispering around recording equipment.
You do have a hot cousin.
I have all my cousins are beautiful.
Who is
but
an
I
athlete.
Have one cousin who is, as her own grandmother put it, one of the beautiful ones. Use it wisely.
Oh, wow.
Use it wisely from Michael Jordan. So is there anything else to that story? So they went to the basketball camp.
This is how we found. The way we found out, though, is so perfect because I didn't realize. So this obviously happened like a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know about it. And then my husband and I went to my aunt's house and we were staying there and she has all this Michael Jordan paraphernalia and it's like signed stuff. And it's not even like displayed. Like it's like tucked behind
it's like his underwear.
A couch or like, no, it's all like framed and signed.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't have any, she did used to work for the Kings, but she doesn't have any other sports paraphernalia anywhere. But to me, a girl from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, this did not seem strange at all. Like I was like, of course, everyone, he's a god.
Yeah. That's art.
everyone has it in their home.
Yeah.
Not weird at all. But Billy was like, why does she have this? This is weird. And I was like, oh, I guess so. And then we asked my cousin and she was like, oh, mom fucked him.
Wow.
She was like, mom made us go to,
made us go to camp.
Cause my cousin is like very good at soccer, but not at basketball.
Yeah.
And she was like, mom made us go to camp. And we cried on the way. Like, she didn't want to go. And they would, like, hang out with him, like, have breakfast with him.
But so
stuff.
She was going to be like, let's see if
something
sparks up again.
I think it was, like, a multi-year.
Was it college?
For my cousin?
No, the sex. When did it happen?
College, Michael Jordan college? What are you talking about?
Was your aunt, how did your aunt meet Michael Jordan to have sex with him?
Oh, I don't know. I assume something to do with the Kings, but you never know.
Oh, okay,
aunt.
So it wasn't North Carolina.
No.
This is Santa Barbara.
This is
But it wasn't when her kids were at camp. She didn't fucking then.
Oh, I think she might have.
No.
See?
No, that's definitely what's going
on. She had sex while the kids were at camp?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's why I couldn't put together what you were talking about. Cause I was like, no, we're talking about it in a real time affair.
I wish my mom fucked Michael Jordan.
No, me too.
It's funny to hear CJ's like siblings talk about him going to Michael Jordan camp because they were like, yeah, then we just had to go on a trip.
Yeah. My family
Illinois.
Would go like, for a week.
His sister's like, how much older than you?
9 years.
Yeah. So she's just like cool, beautiful woman having to go to Elmhurst, Illinois.
No, they stayed in Chicago.
So her brother with asthma can meet Michael Jordan.
But I loved Michael Jordan. They understood it. They understood it.
Well, we all love Michael Jordan. That's like the
I do
universal.
Megan does not.
That's
and it tears us apart.
Unacceptable.
No, but it's, I fully recognize that other people do.
Is this like, so Billy is a Duke fan and I'm a Carolina fan.
Yeah.
Is that what this is like for you guys?
No, because I think the thing that CJ and I fight sports-wise about is I'm obviously, some would say, delusionally obsessed with my hometown teams. Like, I'm a homer, true. Like, I'll support them through thick and thin. And CJ is a front runner.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah, so that is...
I enjoy greatness.
I like talent.
So that's a difficult thing for us. And then the...
Well, did you have a pro team?
Yeah, I mean, it was the Bulls. But
that's not geographically. No.
Well, so I was born in Marshalltown, Iowa.
See, this is what
I do about
by proximity.
Billy.
It was Marshalltown, Iowa. WGN Bulls games were on
right,
every
but like,
night.
It's not your state.
It's not my state. But what NBA team is in Iowa?
Yeah, but then
that's what I'm saying. So that's why I get to pick. I feel like I pick any team who has like my favorite current former Carolina player.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Like, I just like pick teams.
CJ's
so
not
now
really
Lakers.
Been, he's not really even having a connection. He doesn't even really have a connection.
He just likes the teams that are good. That's, well, this is what Billy always says about, I'm like, how, we get in like, we've had almost like marriage ending fights over Duke Carolina basketball games.
That's
wild. I can
and it's,
fully
but
imagine
it's so,
that.
Because it takes me back to middle school when it was so real. Like it was not a like, you can understand that the other side is also good people. Mm-hmm. It was like, no, I want them to die.
I actually think the childhood is like why those things become so intense.
Yeah.
Because in Indiana, it's IU-Purdue. And then, like, that's just the rivalry. I mean, Butler is good, too. But, like, IU-Purdue, like, the people hate each other.
Yeah.
And they cry. But no one in my family went to IU or Purdue. We weren't from Indiana. And so, like, Purdue, I'm happy when they beat IU. It, like, really makes me laugh. But if they lose, I move on.
I've definitely grown up from it. Because also, like, I was a Carolina fan born and bred, but then the high school that I went to was everyone worked at Duke. Everyone's parents worked at Duke. Everyone went to Duke. It was like a feeder school for Duke.
Mm-hmm.
So I've since been like, you know, Cameron is like the best place to see a basketball game on earth.
I'd like to go someday.
And you're you almost have to like look at it maturely as like, we're lucky that we got to have both of these powerhouses.
Yeah.
Coach K's daughter was on my basketball team.
Wow.
She did take my place.
I remember in grade school growing up, they were like asking me my favorite color and I said Carolina blue.
Hell yeah, baby.
And they were like, but that's not like what it's called.
That like, is what it's called.
Light blue.
The like, color
I think
of
it's
the
like
sky.
Cornflower.
If God didn't love Carolina, why did he make the sky Carolina blue? I said something I said as a child.
Wait,
for
you
sure.
said that? I thought it was like you were quoting a movie there.
No, that's like it things kids said.
You should put that
from
in the script.
Where I'm from. That it was like our way of being like, fuck you, Carolina's, I mean, better.
It's a beautiful color. I think Duke's blue is a beautiful color too. Yeah. I mean, I think it being associated with a devil is tough. But I do think the color, I mean, it's Dodger blue, it's also Colts blue. It's a
good color.
Royal, yeah.
Royal blue.
Blue.
But it's also, it's just classic rich v poor, you know? And also Carolina used to be like Dean Smith and stuff. It was like super progressive. It was like all about sort of, you know, this like progressive voice in the South. And then Duke is like West Point.
Yeah.
You know, the opposite of Range Rovers.
Duke is rich.
Duke is rich. Mm-hmm.
Rich white people.
They don't. Both of them aren't shaking up.
Coach
K's clothes.
Hair hasn't moved in decades. something's going on.
Two of my uncles went to Duke, and I went.
I knew it.
On a,
and they don't love it.
No, I'm going to get to it. Okay. I went on like a trip to go look at it. I went to so many schools I had not a chance in hell getting into. But I'm like, I looked at it. You know, it's like, I looked at Harvard. My eyes glanced at it. So we went to Duke because my husband was my uncle.
I was like, what? Shit.
My uncle was getting married. So
I was sleeping with him at the time.
Yeah. And I like got the flu at Duke and puked all over the student center.
Hell
and then
yeah.
Like still wanted to be like look around. And my uncle just like
love you more.
Glanced around the quad and he goes, you don't want to go here.
That's
a beautiful campus.
It's a beautiful campus. I don't think he loved. No, he had a great time there. I don't. Organizationally, sometimes you look back. There's things that I'm angry with at Purdue.
Yeah,
and there's
same.
Also these places where you're like, you're asking me for money, so I'm allowed to pass judgment on you.
Like
if I am now the piggy bank for how many ellipticals are in the new workout place, yeah, I can be pissed that you're having shitty people come and speak.
That's the only thing I don't have beef with about Carolina is they have great athletic facilities.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Even for students, like not even just for athletes.
No, and I'm sure their tuition is not $100,000 a year.
No, it's extremely, it was like $3,000 yeah. when I went yeah. for in-state and I had room and board scholarship, but no big deal.
Wow.
All right.
It started as merit and then there was field hockey at first, but we don't want to talk about my career as field hockey. It's
we
not,
do.
Not shining.
We've already talked about who your relatives had sex with, but I feel like we should get into our topic today.
We've been saving this one for you.
For me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this topic.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about it.
So today's topic is greatest athletes who are moms.
Hell yeah, baby. Which is so many.
And it may seem like niche, but it's a real, I think it's something that has sort of started to be celebrated more recently.
Yeah.
Especially when you go to like look this up. I did have a hard time. And maybe some of that is like when women would become moms back in the day, they would stop competing.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. And it's like maybe someone didn't even reach their full potential. And
yeah, and I may not have that right. There very well could be, I don't know if like Chris Everett had a baby and then kept playing. I don't truly know, but they don't pop up when you're like really getting into, it seems like more of like a modern phenomenon that women are able to give birth and then
continue
to have professional athletic careers.
Or just professions in general, I feel like.
Yeah, it's like women working is crazy. What are we doing?
I talk to our own friends who've been pregnant and they're like, yeah, I'm having trouble getting out for my pregnancy. Like, what is going on? Like,
I was working while in labor. Like,
what?
Emailing back. Because I'm freelance. You can't. I didn't even tell people
that's
I was
I mean,
going to have a kid because I don't want them to not give me jobs.
Yeah.
It's similar to athletes. It's like, okay, if you stop playing, then you don't make any money.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously in like this country, we have a very fucked up like post-birth health system.
There mm-hmm. like isn't one.
And post-birth work balance.
Yeah.
For I think the mother and the father. I think it's great that men get paternity leave now. So yeah, it's sort of something that like we think about a lot and has started to be celebrated. And I do think some of that is just because there's really giant success stories.
Yeah.
And that's who we're going to be celebrating today.
Hell yeah.
So Aaron, if you want to lead us off with your first pick.
Oh, wow. Okay. So first pick, is that my number one?
That's your, we go like three to one.
Okay.
Or
so
2-1 or whatever you have.
I'm going to start controversial.
That's okay. Fine. We like
Wouldn't
it be here.
Crazy if we were like, fuck that mom?
So what, it's as you're dad. Talking about, like, what back in the day did people, that's a dad, it's just a guy. Yeah. I'm like, Steph Curry. So I just started by just being like, who are my all-time favorite athletes?
Yeah.
And then do they have kids?
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a great way to go about it.
And my number one all-time favorite athlete is Marion Jones. Mm. Big up, cool. Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I love her so much. I know that we've got some, the drug history yeah. is questionable, but I also am like, I'm also just like, you know what? Live your life, honey. She won so much. It was like, I feel like I was also, she's like the perfect amount older than me that I was like, this is a living God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she was like on Carolina campus. So I saw her and I would, you know, where I'm growing up, and I would like be like, that is an inhuman human. And she's just like walking among us.
Well, like 90s track athlete.
And she's got two kids.
Yeah. Like there, I only know like three names in track and field. It was mm-hmm. like Marion Jones, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Carl Lewis. Is
yeah,
that one?
That's one.
And maybe that's it. And yeah. so like
Usain Bolt.
Yeah. For these people to be known for just running.
Yeah.
Not just running,
she
but like.
Was, what is it, four Olympic that's got yeah, stripped from her? I can't remember what it is exactly,
yeah.
but it's like they ended up getting taken away, but.
She also played in the WNBA.
She's like one of the greatest
Shock in the WNBA
of all time.
She won 3 gold medals and 2 bronze medals just at the Sydney Games.
That's the one that got taken away from her.
Those were all stripped. It's tough because this is in the first paragraph of her Wikipedia.
Yeah, where's her 30 for 30? Because I would love, because I remember as a kid being like, she got a bad deal. Like, they aren't telling the full story. I mean, I know she took drugs, but like,
what kind of drugs
who
do you know?
Take them?
She was kind of the most famous person named in that Balcote scandal.
Yes, that's exactly.
And
right.
so then you sort of become the poster child for it.
Well, and it was like, also, it was like that Tanya Harding issue where it was like, it was back ass into it. Like, her boyfriend got
yeah,
popped.
Her ex, I think.
For the drugs first.
Her ex-husband.
Her ex-husband, and then the boyfriend after that. It was the same, it was all the same coach. It was all the same.
So it's,
and it was like this drug that wasn't like being tested for yet.
Yeah.
So it's also like, well, it wasn't even on the list.
And that's what I hate. You know, it's just like, and it's pressure from other people. It's not knowing, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. this is like supplements.
Exactly.
There could be a supplement
I think
that
they were
is
injected,
new.
But okay. Yeah. You know when you're shooting something into
your
stomach.
Yeah, I always picture that going into a stall and like heavy music
plays. If you're popping
plays.
A pill, yeah, then absolutely you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if you're shooting it into your body, you know.
And she was doing that?
That's why I want a 30 for 30 because that's what her ex-husband testified. And it's like he had reason at that point to be talking shit.
Yeah.
So all of her Olympic
but
medals
she admitted to it
been,
later.
Have been vacated. She did retain 3 world championships.
But my thing is, I don't think she needed it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they say that stuff about like a lot of the baseball players that got, you know, it's like probably would have been home run champs without the, whatever the
now,
phrase
she,
is. I don't know baseball.
Did this
home
happen?
Home run champ.
Did this happen after she had the child?
No,
this
is before.
Okay,
But I think that
that's understandable.
Playing in the
listen, a lot of there is a plastic surgery thing called the mommy makeover now. You know, like
what is that for your vision?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Housewives are trying to be in Balco.
Yeah, no, it's like now it's like we all want human growth hormone. We all want to patent it up.
Yeah,
right?
I feel like there has been talk because, and I don't know when this will come out, so I don't know how this will shake out, but the wave of wanting the Astros World Series vacated has sort of gained momentum.
Well, but it's like, why are you taking away her medals?
And I think people's argument for not taking it away is, okay, well, then you're going to have to go back and look at all the teams that won during the steroid, like, abuse firestorm, and then are you going to vacate those? Like, it's a really complicated thing. when you're talking about Hall of Fame, like, will she go in the Track and Field Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Will she, she's obviously going to be part of like the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame.
She's like a Bo Jackson in terms of like just one of the greatest living athletes.
Very talented. Yeah.
And just, she just didn't need it. And like, it's too, I think she would have won without it. Like it's, she was a beast from beginning to end. And there was no,
I mean, yeah.
To me, I'm like, she's the champion forever.
Well,
she didn't
thing is,
even need the drugs. She would have dominated. She dominated by so much that she didn't need it.
I mean, that controversy happened, what, in the early 2000s?
Yeah, it was like 2003.
And there's a story here, and Megan just mentioned it, but she was, in 2010, she played for the Tulsa Shock. And she was the oldest
rookie. So that's
rookie.
After her son. Her son's born 2003.
Oh, wow.
Which is like when the controversy was going on.
And the thing
on.
Is like, if that happened to me, if I got caught doing drugs, I'd be like, I'm out. I'm probably just not going to do this anymore. But to then try to resurface in another sport.
Yeah, you're having
sport,
to expose yourself like, to so much good. Criticism. Yeah.
Then that's how good she is. She can play in the WNBA. Yeah. A sport. It's like.
As an old rookie.
Yeah. It's incredible. In a sport she didn't even play in college. Yeah. Like,
I also
that's
think
insane.
That being Olympian probably lines up the best with being a mother too, because you're competing every 4 years. You know, you're obviously training, and then you have the world champions, world championships every year. But your major event is every 4 years,
right? So you can like
so
time
you can
it out.
Time it in a way. Like we think about that a lot. I mean, I'm sure most people do when they're having a baby. Like I got to time it between winter. But my sister-in-law is a teacher, and so she's like, I have to time it. I want to time it so it's like
summer.
In the summer, so then I can take. And so like an Olympian would be better for female athletes.
Right.
I'm going to read this one sentence from this article. It's just so heavy. She returns to the game as a mother of three, including a daughter born less than a year ago and a former inmate of a federal prison. Jones served a 6-month sentence after pleading guilty to perjury in 2007 for lying about her drug use and her role in a check fraud scheme. I'm not trying to, but it's just like.
Yeah, she goes hard. Maybe whatever just, she does well.
I mean, perjury's tough, but have I lied about my drug use? You better believe it. And don't call me on the stand.
That's a great pick. I like those picks more when,
there's just so much to talk about.
So much to talk about. So much she's overcame and not letting it stop her competitive drive and being a mother, obviously.
I love her so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to go next?
I would like to go next.
Okay.
I think the women should get to
Absolutely.
Be first on
that. I asked for consent to go next.
I was being a little silly. Okay, so my first pick, perhaps maybe a lesser known athlete. Her name is Jessica McDonald. She is the only mom that is on the U.S. women's national team. So,
oh, wow.
That incredible team. She is
the only mom.
She's the only mom. Yeah.
You know, you kind of got to give it up for the team, too, being like, no kids up in here.
It could be many different factors. she has a 7-year-old son named Jeremiah.
No.
She also plays for the North Carolina Courage.
There we go. Wow.
So she's a professional soccer player and then plays for the national team that is like obviously incredibly decorated. But at some point in her career, she almost had to retire because her soccer salary was so low. It was almost impossible for her to raise a child on it.
It's infuriating.
And during the off season, she was working a 9-to-5 job.
Wow.
Playing professional soccer, working a 9-to-5 job. It doesn't say.
That's the thing. So it's like, okay, when you become a mom, I hate it. It's like the things they say about, you know, your time management is so... it becomes such a bigger factor. Like you have to, there's a full-time, it is a full-time gig in terms of how much you have to pay, you to like spend time with the child so that they're not, you know, become a shooter or something. Mm-hmm. Like you have to be there.
It's also extremely expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So well, you child have to have so time, expensive. Money, and ideally a partner to be able to do it. They don't
but
ever.
But then to train on top of, you have a full-time job, then training is a full-time job, then having kids is a full-time job. It's like, how could you possibly fit that in?
She talks a lot about like the community helping her, and I'm assuming that's the community she lives in, and then also the soccer community.
Yeah.
It does not seem, it seems like she's a single mom who is doing it on her own, which makes the story so much more beautiful. Her son now kind of accompanies her to all of these major things. After the win, he joined her on the field.
Okay, I'm going to cry.
He was on the float with them during the ticker tape parade.
Ugh.
And he went to the ESPYs with her.
Ugh.
That's nice.
So this sweet boy that she has like fought so hard to still be able to even have a career is now getting to celebrate all the beautiful things that came with that career with
and
her.
Just imagine what he's learning to like watch, because he's got, he sees her work that hard and then he gets to go experience the fruit of that labor, which is like insane. You know, it's like I watched my dad work really hard, but then it's like, you know, to just what, have a truck? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, this is, he gets to go.
We were never in a ticker tape parade.
Exactly.
But like, thank like, you for the vacation.
A truck is a lot of down payments.
It's a Dodge Ram. It was
well,
a good truck.
I also think it's so like beautiful for this young boy to be raised around this community of really, really strong. I mean, like the most famous badass women.
It's so cool.
In the world, athletically right now. And he is, so he's most likely going to turn out to be an incredibly kind, empathetic, wonderful man.
Let's report back. I can't wait to report back on the story in 20 years. He's like,
well,
he's been
me-tooed. I'll only report back if it's positive. You know, like if I bring like a nice news story and then people are like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know. It means I know and it's not good. But I think Jeremiah is going to be...
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, and I hope also like financially, this is kind of what the soccer team is fighting for, at least the U.S. women's soccer team, fighting for equal pay to the men, so then this woman doesn't have to worry about trying to raise her child.
It's also like, it's not that much money to be like...
To celebrate these people that
to be
like...
To able to not have a full-time job. You know what I mean? When you have a full-time job that's playing soccer, that is a job.
Absolutely.
It's insane to be like, you to not just be like, you. How much money do you need to survive?
Well,
not like...
And the sad thing is too, for this success story that's like so beautiful and feel good and wonderful, there are a lot of, not even failures, but there are a lot of athletes, men and women, that have had to quit playing because they're not able to support their family. I mean, that's like a real thing that
I've
happens
seen
all
knocks.
The time.
We've
I was just
going
to say, a Hard Knocks, you like see these families that move five different times and then they get cut and they're on the practice squad and you're like, okay, but they're in the NFL. And it's like, yeah, but this is a family of five that they're trying to support on a practice squad and this is their dream. And so many people are having to make sacrifices when you're a parent and trying to pursue a dream in any industry.
Yeah. And then, but you want your kids to see that. Like, you want them to know that, like, it's, you, I think you want them to know that it's going to be hard. You know what I mean? Just because.
Of course,
You get into the, do you remember the first time, like, that as a young adult that you were like, oh shit, this is hard.
Yeah.
And, like, if you don't have that experience very young, you can't get through it.
Yeah.
You know, you'll crumble under that.
And then there's the pressure for these athletes that did grow up with it being hard, even for them at a young age. It just came from families that were struggling financially or whatever it was. And then they're so rich. And then they have these kids and their job then is to instill like, but life, it like you were born with all these privileges. And there's a mom I'll talk about later. And she's like, my daughter gets to travel all these amazing places. And then you also have to like make sure they're a good person. Like there's challenges on both ways.
Like my kids growing up in LA, just the difference between like my stepson's been to Universal Studios like 15 times. He's sick of it. You know what I mean? I would have killed a person to be able to go.
Palm trees.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. And he does. He's like, the lines are too long. Like and he's right. But it's like the growing up here, just that alone, even
is
like
nice.
Middle class. Like it's the, you get to do so much cool shit and like go see, or it's like he gets to meet like people, you know, our friends who are making the cartoons he loves.
Yeah.
Like it's, and he's like, oh, that's a job you can have, which I did not know until I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
it's almost not safe. It's not okay to let them know that there's those jobs exist. Like,
I know,
no, you can't grow up and make a living doing memes. Okay. Like, but you can, you
except
can't.
For Uncle CJ.
Like if I heard of that, I'd be like, what?
I'll be fine.
I'm going to drop out in sixth grade.
Yeah, no, but that's what he's talking about. They all want to be like YouTube stars.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, well, get a hook.
All right.
We'll help you.
Okay, CJ, who's your first pick?
To be completely honest, I had to do a lot of research for this and find, and I knew just not, I can't just say like my favorite WNBA player and like, are they a mom? Okay, cool. That's like, but there are a couple.
But a lot of them are.
A lot of them are. And so like I ended up finding a lot of cool stories, and one mom that I found was a pro surfer named Bethany Hamilton. Do you know her?
This one's so good.
So
arm?
She had her arm when she was 13 while surfing. She had her arm bit off by a shark.
This is crazy.
So was already, you know, on, I think she may have been a pro surfer then or on her way to be one. So the fact that she lost her arm and then had to recover from that and then continue her career and then ended up having a kid a few years later. And
she had like 3, I think.
Yeah, she's got 3 now, but she has been documented saying that just being a mother, you know, she had to learn how to be a pro surfer still with just one arm. But then to figure out how to be a mom and continue to be a pro surfer with one arm is just like, again, we talked about time management and just figuring out how to do things like...
Also, I can't even imagine wanting to keep surfing.
Yeah.
Like, if I got attacked by a shark, I wouldn't even go in a pool.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, I wouldn't go in a hot tub.
It's just, it's just like when you hear about someone like her, you're like, oh, people have different control over their brains.
Yeah.
Because I would be too scared. And she's just like, no, I'm going to go do this. And she went out like immediately after.
Well, and then I guess it's a question for you, Aaron. When you became a parent and you, it's like... Does the time management, people are like, oh, you don't have that much time, but now you're like, no, I'm going to accomplish these things in more of a short window. Yeah. Like I have that time.
You're like, I have from 3 to 5.
Yeah.
And then like, it has to be done then.
Is that
and
become a thing?
I can't be distracted. But there are days when I don't get it done and I'll beat myself up about it. Like, or you're like, I haven't, or, you know, or I paid someone to watch him and then I don't get the thing done. And that's devastating. But it's also like, then you got to be like, okay, what did I learn from that?
Yeah.
Next time I don't dick around on Instagram before I start. Like I don't have time. I don't have that luxury.
We only dick around.
I know. When I go and when I tell Megan, I'm like, I'm going to go write. I definitely watch 14 YouTube videos before writing the one sentence.
And
I
think that's part that for me, I know that's part of the process. Yeah. I'm putting quotes around it. I understand that that's annoying, but like you need to like zone your brain out for a second so you can like get into, you're like, okay, and find the like real tunnel you want to go into.
Yeah.
But, and if you don't have that, how do you drop in faster? Is a, you know, it'll make you, it can make, maybe for her or whatever, it can make you achieve faster.
We have the luxury of not having our arm bitten off to like realize
but like. This is what I think about this. It's like, she had that happen at 13. So it's not like, who's the football player who has one hand? The
Griffin.
Oh no.
Shaquem?
Well, that's it. Is it Shaquem? Yeah. Shaquem Griffin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
His brother is Shaquille.
So he, like, an incredible story.
Yes.
But he was 4. Mm-hmm. So he grew up learning how to do things like that. It's like she was 13 and had learned how to live a life.
Which
with,
is probably like prime surfing age. You know, like one of those sports where it's like, you're a young girl? Perfect.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Get in
when
the
you're
water.
18, we'll discard you. Also, like, does this shark know how mad we're at it?
Well, so.
Does he know the shark, like, that she's famous?
Well, if you Google her, you know, like those Google questions come up. It says, did they find the shark who bit her?
Like, they did
they
like
find
instantly.
The shark that bit Bethany?
Like, they killed the shark right away.
Yeah, because he had a freaking white His girl's arm hanging out. Of his mouth.
Oh my
god. Get that shark.
Oh my god. All right. Well, on that note, and Megan being canceled for something I didn't know was possible, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with more picks from Aaron and ourselves.
I think I'm white trash. Like I think I'm white trash. I think you can say it.
We're back. We're having a very interesting white trash conversation.
I identify as white trash.
I identify sometimes as a hillbilly. You know, like there's stuff that I like that is like hillbilly-esque.
Well, my husband has a great joke about that. It's like if you meet an actual hillbilly, you have fucked up because you're on their property. Like, true hillbillies don't leave.
Oh, yeah.
They're not out in the wild.
When we drive, like, south in Indiana and you get down by the border, it's just, like, children with no shoes on four-wheelers. Like, on the highway.
Oh, fuck,
and it's
that sounds fun.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Four-wheelers, it's just, that's the
just
South's greatest gift to the world.
Driving four-wheelers with no shoes on, no shirt on, jeans and a diaper. You know, that look?
I love a four-wheeler.
It's a classic
look. I flipped three.
Okay, Erin, you want to give us your next pick?
All right. This is, is this my number one?
If you only had two, whatever you want.
Okay, I'm going to go with my number one just because I'm ready to talk about her. I'm excited. My number one is Candace Parker.
Yeah, and that was one of mine too, so it'd be great.
She is, obviously first woman to dunk in a college game. Mm-hmm. Lisa Leslie was the first one, but I've always been a fan. I don't think I even realized until I was like looking this up that she won MVP 7 weeks. She came back 7 weeks after having her child and then won MVP.
One rookie of the year.
Insane.
And then was like, I'm pregnant.
That's more like MVP person of the year should be in contention. She should be that's crazy.
It's unbelievable. Cause I was like, you're like, I mean, not to be crass, but like you're pissing yourself like constantly, you know, like just running, you're going to, there's pee all over you.
Wow.
Like
it's there. I learned something new every
day. That quickly afterwards.
Yeah.
It's like,
your body's been ripped in half.
Yeah. But also it's like, if you're an incredible athlete, maybe your body heals faster. And that's why she's one of the greatest athletes.
Now, just want to make sure she wanted to come back, right?
Clearly. Okay.
I would just like, maybe
who
this
was
is,
forcing her, the baby?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm learning so much about work laws. And I'm like, man, people will force you back to work.
Oh yeah.
Fast.
But these are like, Candace Parker's freelance. Yeah. Okay. She's an independent contractor. Yeah. She is not being forced back by the WNBA.
Yeah, okay.
She's not
just
contractually obligated, just as, you know, if I were to give birth and come back to the greatest, that would be my decision. I can't.
We're still doing this. We have a lot of episodes.
I know. Bring me a Zoom in the delivery room.
I can't wait for you guys to get
pregnant. Bring me a Zoom?
Dropping potency pills into all of your teas. Just waiting for you guys.
Well, I still have my IUD in.
I know. I sneak up there and I rip it out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. People were mad at in our ratings and reviews because we have too many anecdotes. Now we're talking about your IUD.
The people got to know. Listen, I really love it. It's funny because people ask me about they're like, do you like it? And I'm like, yeah. So I like it. If you're on the fence about one, I got a Mirena. Haven't had my period in 2 years. It's awesome.
More about Candace Parker too. I always ask, I had a checkup because she's now hosting. She's a big face on Turner and like TNT NBA coverage. And it's like,
where she's amazing.
She is amazing.
Like Dwayne Wade, Shaq, all guys
so
ended
hot.
Up doing it. Yeah. She, I didn't want to say that.
She's
glad you guys
stunning.
Said that. She is. But just like guys, the NBA players will take that job after their career, but she's doing it. She's still playing. She's still very much one of the best players in the league and is doing it as her second job.
That's her 9 to 5.
Yeah.
It's great. Well, I mean, I just worked on a show where it was like Gronkowski and Venus Williams, and Venus is still playing.
Yeah.
Well, Gronk isn't. And it's like, it was like Double Dare for grown-ups, and they're doing these crazy challenges.
Yeah.
But she's still like competing at an insane level.
She's probably training in the morning and then coming and shooting a show.
Yeah.
And it's like, when I shoot a show, I don't do anything for weeks before or after.
It's incredible what people are capable of and what I don't do.
Yeah.
What I still don't push myself to do.
It also seems like Candace has a daughter. And this is who I was referencing earlier. Like, her daughter has just gotten to do so many special things because Candace is also a very, very decorated Olympian.
Yeah.
So she's traveled to all these places. Like she said, her daughter will be like, remember when we were in Dubai? And I just love that. I think it's so sweet that she's like this badass woman has provided that for her daughter.
It is so cool. Who's she even married? I love that I don't know who she's married to.
I love it.
Sheldon something.
Young Sheldon.
Who's that?
She's married to Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
They haven't gotten to the episode
I
yet.
Also was going to say, when I started, when I was like, oh, I'm going to look up who my favorite thing is, like, that's the kind of mom I want to be, where they're like, does she have a kid?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I like that you have to look up.
Yeah.
If someone has, I think that's a cool way to be a mom. Not just that, not that you shouldn't like give your children everything, but I just mean that that's not, doesn't need to define you 100%.
Yeah.
Like you have other.
That's a new phenomenon.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then also like not to put pressure on people. It's like you can.
There's some people that they love that being their identity.
Yeah.
You know, like their Instagram is like mom, wife of.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
wife of so-and-so, if that's your bio, look inside. What are you doing?
People's bios are... People's bios are...
That's not an identity.
Are tough. People's bios are tough. Everyone needs to do a third draft on their byline.
Mine just says not trying to be a dick, which is always true.
Good.
I think mine says something about like my album.
Yeah.
Mine has like promotional things, but it used to be like indie Chicago, New York, LA nachos or something, you know. I don't know why.
Yours is your album.
Mine is my album. Okay, you know what? Fuck me. I'm a loser.
No,
and
that's
and
good.
You about to kiss Conan is your cover photo.
Oh, okay.
But I like Conan too.
But see, I support these because these are all about you, Megan.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's what I'm saying. You should have things that are like, this is what I'm doing.
Candace is incredible.
She's my God. Sheldon Williams played at Duke. Uh-oh. I do know who he is.
You blocked him out.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just read a story too. It's a bummer. But they got divorced and she had to pay him $400,000.
Hell yeah. No, that's so dope.
Yeah.
Because that means she was making all the money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's very clear.
400K. I wonder what he did. Like, did he take a lump payout?
Was he like a Mr. Mom?
Did he buy a condo? No, I think it's just alimony.
No, but I'm saying, was he, because it's like, was he not making anything?
Let's see what
he's
doing.
Yeah, but even if they're making something, alimony is still, you know.
I know, but it does, it is like weighted.
I keep thinking of people, you know.
Yeah, it's weighted by like what, how the lifestyle you're used to, and then like what, it's crazy how much I know about this. But it's things I'd never want to know.
I guess young Sheldon is not paying him.
And California is a
no fault.
Yeah, state where they just split that shit. So that's how.
Did
that
you guys
happens.
Sign a prenup?
No, but if my husband came for me, I would destroy him. You know what I mean? Like he wouldn't, because he knows that he's seen me in court and he doesn't want to go. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to do that.
I share the same sentiment. Yeah. I think that's more like.
CJ's like, you can have it. It's like, I don't want it.
I think this is a similar scenario where it's like, if you guys ever split up, CJ would be under a bed with his tail between his legs. Like you would destroy him.
Yeah. Kevin McAllister, so when he like, realizes the family's gone.
He's going to get it'll be worse if you don't get a prenup. He'll get a worse deal. You know what I mean?
We talk about divorce on this podcast too much. Welcome to the greatest divorces.
Ooh, that's a good topic.
There's some athlete divorces where the spouse has then gone on to like create things to spite. Like Shaq's wife created Basketball Wives.
Yes.
I love that. Okay, sorry, we got off topic. okay, so I had Candace Parker as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's just... She is someone that has continued to excel post trial.
Yes.
And so that is what I mean, like, and not
that's,
even
that's
excel
almost my number
like,
one.
She went from rookie of the year to MVP. Like, that's an upgrade.
Yeah, I think she might have been MVP and rookie of the year, but I agree that it's an insane achievement.
She'll probably end up being like on the Mount Rushmore of like LA athletes, like iconic LA athletes.
Yeah. Along with Lisa Leslie, who's also on my list.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I didn't want to say her, though, because I feel like Candace is like the... Because I put Candace above because she came back after and had this insane season, and I think Lisa's kids were later. I'm not sure, but big ups to Lisa Leslie.
The
other first person to dunk.
I'm up to my first person just because I had Candace as well.
Yeah.
Should we take a break and then come
back?
Let's take a break
and we'll
come
back.
We'll
take a break just in case.
We'll take a break.
Why not? And we are back with our Megan and I's number one picks.
I mean, it's probably my number one pick, too.
Oh, I thought you did your number one pick.
Well, I just don't. My number one is...
She's drunk.
Why are you trashed? You get one,
I'm
you
white
leave
trash.
The kid. And
I'm out in the
all
world.
Right, so, okay. We'll start. Megan and I will say ours, and then you'll
on
say...
On the count of three?
Yeah.
Should we just all say
we'll
it
see
on
if it's
the same
one?
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Why not?
Okay, three, two, one. Serena
Williams.
Who'd you say?
What?
Jeanette Lee. The Black Widow, the billiards player.
Yes.
Again, I did some research. I knew you guys
you know
were going to say Serena.
Serena is the obvious number one.
Okay,
yes.
The
she
Black
has to
Widow.
Be the number one.
Thank you for calling her by her proper name.
Yeah.
See her on a list, and I was like, you know what? I think about her once a month.
Well, one, I mean, again.
Give us some Black Widow stats.
I hate to be like, you know, she's just a babe. That was when I was a younger kid. I was like, whoa, who's that hot pro billiards player.
That pro was my, billiards player? Yeah. That's what you called her? I'm more.
I think that's what they're called.
Pool?
Pool player? Billiards, whatever. She, I knew her because she had like crazy trick shots. Like anytime on a Saturday and you turn on like ESPN to my headphones fall off.
I just love you. You're
I constantly
so cute.
Do things that look like Stooge, like Three Stooges.
I know, but there's
pratfalls.
So, you're just so handsome, so when you do it, it's cute.
That's very nice. We were just talking about getting divorced 10 minutes ago.
And I will support you both.
But Jeanette Lee, get ready for it. She has six kids.
Holy shit.
And guess what?
She's
three,
so hot.
Three of her own. And she's only 48 years old.
What?
She has six kids. Three of them are stepchildren. Oh, and right. Three of them are hers, though. It's not, but it's still, it's not like five
this
or something
giving,
else.
That gives
this
me
is
hope
like
because
Brady Bunch.
I want to have, because it's like, I want to have another one, but we already have two. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because it's one
well,
step.
Well, then you need to, I think you just
I'll just bring this up. I'll bring up Black Widow.
Or just like text him this article.
Well,
know?
It's also like my body, my choice. I'll decide.
Yeah.
And that's
not how you use that phrase.
You say, if the Black Widow can do it, I can
so
do
can
it
I.
too.
And Megan and I jokingly say I want to have six because I'm like, once you have
I
one,
don't even
I'm
think
like,
I've ever heard
difference?
You say that.
No, I do want like three.
You just want to, you want a starting five and then one backup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just had like, I liked the dynamics of being a kid with two siblings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like, cool. I like the dynamics of.
You're one of three also.
One of us making $7 million a year.
That's the thing is like, we need to make money and have these kids, but it's just like, I have friends in my hometown who have 14 kids and like work at Walmart.
I do also think you just figure it out.
I ain't trying to be a friend from your hometown.
I also think you just figure it out and
we're not having three.
No,
and,
but
and now you figured it out.
And again, this is going back to our personalized and we'll get back to Jeanette Lee. But Aaron, it's just like, you know, we talk to our friends and all of our friends now are our parents and we are like in the prime of our careers. We're like, we need to accomplish this one more thing before we have kids. And it's like, I don't think it works that way.
No,
right?
It doesn't. Just
I don't feel that way.
No, you don't.
I think I did for a second.
Also, everyone has kids, so you're gonna get. It's like when you do in the biz, it's like everyone's talking about it. It's fun water cooler combo.
Well, I'm already Filipino and like basketball. That's my water cooler stuff.
Well, you're just gonna expand your horizons of who you can talk to.
Okay, so she has six kids.
Six kids.
And she wins. I mean,
you know what? She's not even considered
the men. Like it's all. Together,
yeah.
Right?
My computer died. She's not even considered on a few lists one of the best pro pool players, but we know her. Like, so she has...
She's the most famous pool player of
all
time.
I think so.
I can't name another pool player.
I couldn't even, like, my eyes could glance at 17 of them, and I'd have no idea.
So, and, you know, and just the fact that we know her, Black Widow is... Whenever the Black... Because that's the Scarlett Johansson Avenger character.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, no, it's Jeanette Lee is Black Widow. Like, I want to see a movie about Jeanette Lee.
Yeah, I do too.
And then finding out she had six kids was like, what?
In my teenage years, I struggled to find acceptance. I looked to boys and pot for attention.
Hell yeah.
I identify hard
been
with
there.
Her. A teenage delinquent. Wow.
I mean, that feels kind of like you have to be to learn how to
play pool.
Yeah.
That's
actually, that actually explains a lot. Wow.
Yeah, she's so cool.
Yeah.
I
kind of want to look more into her career. Like,
she's someone that was just like on TV so much when we were young.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just like the type of TV that the three of us were watching
where
it would be
Saturday,
something and then that would come on.
Yeah. It was like Saturday. You know, you have your top three channels.
It was like on after American Gladiators.
Yeah.
For sure. Which is all I ever watched.
And she was the coolest and she beat all the men.
Yeah. She is like the LeBron James of ESPN3.
Because there is no, I mean, like there is no advantage based on gender and pool.
Yeah.
She turned pro at 21 and became number one in the world 18 months after that.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, she's cool. I would love a 30 for 30 for her.
Yeah. Where's her 30 for 30? Wow.
Maybe that's our calling. Maybe the greatest
we just
presents.
Suggest 30 for 30.
Yeah.
That is my favorite thing when people go, I can't wait for the 30 for 30 to come out about this. Like, we're watching it happen right now. Like, you need this re-explained to you with dramatic music. We're watching the buzzer beater. We're watching them overcome.
It's fun to
but where is the Marion Jones one for real?
Yeah. I think it's forthcoming.
We're in the
sure.
business. We can make these things happen,
all
guys.
Right. I'll do it myself.
Okay. So
yeah,
that was a great pick, CJ.
10 neck and back surgeries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's right. She's like overcome a ton of. She has scoliosis,
deteriorated disc, degenerative disc disease, carpal tunnel.
That is like directly affecting what she does.
Yeah, that's gotta be so much
worse. And then to
worse.
Have three kids, what? Oof.
Did she get it from having the kids?
That makes my spine tingle. Because this is the thing that happens when you have a kid, and I didn't know this, and they don't tell you this, but things start to hurt. As you get fat, as your body starts pushing on itself, like I had I had like two bruised ribs just because, like the baby was pushing on my ribs the whole time, and then you go to the doctor and they're like, yeah, it's just gonna be like that until he's out,
not
there's nothing, and they're like, yeah, you're just gonna have this cold until it's over, like your everything starts to, that's why it's also like so we'll get to Serena, but
we're here.
Can we start now?
Just tell you what, I've making myself fat right now and it hurts, so I know what you guys are saying.
Like your organs are getting shoved up into your esophagus at all.
Feel that.
It's incredible. But I never had acid reflux in my life. And then you get it just because everything gets shoved up. Mm. And it's horrible. Like there's like a whole industry that I never understood. And now I'm like, wow, why would anyone continue eating when you have that? It's so horrific.
My brother has it. It's actually turned into kind of like a party trick.
What does he just take?
He'll just like eat and then be like, bah! And then be fine.
and
you're like, did you just, we'll be like walking to a museum and he'll just puke. And I'm like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I just got a little.
Like he pukes, fully pukes?
No, it's like that, like, this is so, I mean.
Listen, I'm ready to get into Serena because I have something to say about it.
Okay, you
so
say
the, what did she win?
The Australian Open when she was 8 weeks pregnant.
8 weeks doesn't sound like a lot, but is crazy. When you are the most tired. So
and the sickest.
It's you're barfing. I was walking around New York City and kept throwing up because the smell, it's like hot. The smells are a lot. And imagine like being sweaty.
Australia.
It's just, being in Australia.
Taking a flight. Taking a flight when people are
that
when
long
I hear
of a flight. I flew to Italy when I was like 10 weeks pregnant and was so sick from it. Man. And it's like she had to fly and then compete. insane.
Who did she beat?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Listen, a lot of the it gets into women that I'm not familiar with.
I just wonder if that person is like looking in the mirror and be like, man, I'm freaking garbage.
No,
I can't be a mom.
I think they're looking across the net and going, dear God.
Yeah. Or honored to be beaten by.
Yeah, I think that's the vibe of most.
What's so Serena had an HBO documentary that I have seen that I talk about a lot on this podcast. And that sort of, it goes from right before she gives birth, then to her trying to get back onto the court.
Mm. And I haven't seen that.
Serena had a very, very, very traumatic labor.
Yes.
Almost died.
I thought about it during my labor. I mean, what's so great about what she's done to talk about it openly is like I thought of it during mine because I was like, if you feel something, say something.
Yes.
Because even if Serena fucking Williams can almost die, anyone can.
And it actually sadly said a lot about how the healthcare industry views women of color.
Yeah.
Specifically black women, that the most famous female athlete in the world is telling you something's not right with my body. Someone who is so in tune with their body, more in tune than the doctor is, and they still, and you're at
and a, who can
you're
get
at
through
a cutting
pain.
Edge hospital. You're at the best of the best of the best for everything, and it's still just like, no. And this is also a woman who has a history of blood clots. Had a surgery about it in her past. Something that like they should be so in tune with. And I'm not trying to, I don't know who these doctors are, but it really raised so many like sad red flags and questions. Also, it reinforced that this is a major thing to go through.
Yeah.
There's a woman on Shaws of Sunset, Mercedes, and she almost died. I mean, she was in intensive care. Mm. Her uterus had to be removed. Like, it's not all easy breezy. Let's get a photographer in here afterwards and I'll have my eyebrows done. Like,
although you should get your eyebrows done before.
A C-section is an intense surgery.
It's
natural birth is an intense.
Your whole abdomen is cut. But that's the other thing that's like always so shocking to me. Like the people who schedule a C-section where you're like, they're cutting through you know, oof, I can't even, that's so an incredible thing
Serena
to go through.
Serena had this extremely traumatic birth, had her beautiful, sweet angel daughter, who I just love so much. And then the documentary follows her, like, in Florida, out training, try, and, like, you really do watch her struggle. So, like, that mm-hmm. Candace Parker 7-week journey, she couldn't even do that because of the mm-hmm. surgery that she had mm-hmm, been through. Mm-hmm. And then you're seeing it, her go through it, and, like, the fatigue, and still just, like, having pains. And
it's also, I mean, and I'm not even, you know, close to that level of an elite athlete. I'm a pretty elite athlete, but, I would consider myself athletic. And then, so when I went into going into pregnancy and labor and all that, I was like, looking at it like sports, and like you train and then you you get ready for game day, but it's like a game day you can't experience it. You don't know what'll happen. It's all unknown, even to the doctors, like what will happen with your specific pregnancy and body and whatever. So it's like it also is all scary. And then it's also the labor goes better when you're relaxed, but then you're in this unknown, terrifying thing in a pain that is this is what I was gonna say. I've broken bones. I've blown out my entire knee. I've broken my nose 3 times. The pain of labor was something I've never experienced. It was otherworldly. Mm-hmm. It was like, and that's just like something that every person who's come into this world, their mother had to go through.
Whether you like them or not.
It's insane.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Serena has also, she has not won a Grand Slam since giving birth. And so she has come under a lot of not even criticism, I guess, just scrutiny.
Yeah.
And some of that is because she is the most decorated. But she was like on pace to win the Grand Slam, all 4 titles within the calendar year. It didn't happen. Yeah. And so a lot of sports writers, they talk about it a lot on PTI, and they're like, I think she just can't physically do it anymore, because in tennis, it's very similar to gymnastics. Your peak age is so young, mm-hmm. and Serena and Venus are so much older than them. I mean, double their age, these girls that they're playing. I think she can still do it. Like, I think she's out there and she's like pushing and competing, and she's playing less tournaments. She's not playing every single one. It's very kind of similar to like Tiger, but
she's load managing.
Yeah, she's load managing. I think she wants it so badly.
I'm sure
though.
She feels the pressure to prove.
That's exactly it.
That this is,
and it would be truly incredible.
But it's also like she and Venus are already. They are already the greatest athletes, like, you know, of our generation. Like,
I talk about Serena on every single episode we do.
And it'll be like greatest. We forget
WNBA
that Venus was
player.
Like,
I'm like, Serena. Like, oh yeah, for everything.
Well, now I hate like Kawhi Leonard, because he was like sitting out like, I got a little twitch in
my
knee.
Well, don't hate Kawhi. Everybody has their own journey. And
also, it's like learning your body.
But load management sounds hilarious now when it's like, Serena was 8 months or 8 weeks pregnant. Like,
I think the more incredible thing for Serena is that she almost died. Yeah. She like went through this. Who's the Chiefs player that had cancer?
I mean, it's
Eric
like
Berry.
Being in a car accident.
Yeah. And I mean, and Eric Berry had chemo and then came back and played in the NFL and plays at a very high level. And that's really impressive. Yeah. Serena was like hours away from her life ending. That's how traumatic the injuries were. And the fact that she has been able to come back to any extent.
Well, it's also like you forget,
incredible.
You know, even like, you know, these massive football injuries, like Tua's injury, he's going to come back and hit, but I mean, that's an unbelievable injury. But this is like what happens in your body. This is what I was trying to get at. But when you, what happens in your body in pregnancy, you've never experienced as an athlete before. Like it's muscles that you don't tear.
Yeah.
Like you don't rip your ab muscles a lot like that. Like it, or your vagina. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't, I was just walking around a week after or whatever, you're like, there's things out of whack that you've never even known existed before. So that's like such a different journey to get back on the court. When you're twisting, it feels completely different. And mm-hmm. she's had her, you know, her, like the what you need in tennis to twist is completely ripped up by that.
She's got a good man by her side.
Yeah.
The man who created Reddit.
I'm a fan.
I mean, all of these women.
He's got all the info.
He couldn't have known
how to deal with that.
All of these women are
how many basements across America.
He seems awesome, and they like truly have love for each other in a way that's beautiful. I highly recommend the documentary.
I think
it's called
Being
Serena. It's on HBO. All of these women are incredible. I think female athletes in general, whether they're mothers or not, have faced more adversity, less pay, more hostile, like everything. So they're extremely incredible to me. So I guess the takeaway is be kind to your moms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
even when it's hard, they went through a lot. And I think it also makes it so beautiful how many of these male athletes really, really love their moms so much.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
some of that is, you know, they raised all of those things that they did and the sacrifices they made. But I can't wait for us to do an episode on greatest athletes' moms.
Ooh, that's a good one. So, Kevin Durant's
of course
mom,
you did.
I was like, Campbell Soup. I wasn't going to watch all the Campbell Soup.
Yeah, we're going to do a chunky commercial tribute.
Which, still don't know if those are their actual moms
it's
or not.
Half, it's like half and half.
Sometimes they are. Yeah, wow. I've worked on a couple.
I think it depends on what the mom is bringing performance-wise.
100%. And also their relationship. If they're like, brings it. Like Vaughn's parents were on Saturday and they're hilarious. Mm-hmm. And their relationship. And like, they come alive when he's talking to them. Like, their family loves each other so much. It's really, really great. But Gronk's family is the same.
I think the Gronks are very close.
What was that clip of like all the brothers or the whole family came on stage when he got drafted?
I mean, it makes me cry. But yeah, we did a labor simulator segment with him on our show. Mm-hmm. And which before it happened, we were like, he was like, it can't be that bad. Or he was like, crank it all the way up. It can't be that bad. And then, which led to me screaming in his dressing room, you'll never know the pain. I shit myself in front of strangers. Yeah. And it's like, why am I yelling that at the sweetest man? But
my mom was a Lamaze.
He did thank his mother.
Oh,
after.
I'm sure. Absolutely. That's nice. That's like what you want. My mom was a Lamaze teacher for many years and worked in labor
and
delivery.
I wish your mom had been there for my labor.
I mean, I think has worked in hospice. You know, she's been bringing them in and taking them out. That's what she specializes
she's
in.
She's the angel.
But she used to have this thing. It was called an empathy belly, and they would put it on the husband so they could at least like feel what it felt like just to have like that weight.
Can't possibly
of
know.
Of course not. But she put the empathy belly on Reggie Miller. And he was yeah,
what a claim to
this
fame.
Is intense.
There's a great Fresh Prince episode too where he does it.
He does the labor simulator?
No, the empathy belly.
Oh, where
suit,
you just carry
the... Yeah.
But it doesn't even come close because
it's not pushing
your organs up.
Right. Yeah. That's like the Mrs. Doubtfire suit, basically.
It's not the same.
Erin, where can our listeners find you?
Oh, well, you can follow me on Instagram, Erin Dewey Lennox, or Twitter, also the same. I have a bi-weekly, how do you say it, every other week?
Yeah, bi-weekly.
Show in Frogtown.
Awesome show.
It's really fun. It's outside. Fun. Bring your dog.
If you live in LA and you have the Chase mobile app, when you open it up, sometimes you're at Spoke.
Spoke Bike Cafe is on there. Yeah, that's
so
where it
cool.
is every other
a
Saturday.
A landmark. it's such a fun show. And when is the Gronk CBS show coming out?
Yeah, they haven't told us yet. Sometime this spring, but it's really going to be good. You guys are going to like it.
Nice. Gronk,
Venus and Gronk,
Ian
and then
Carmel,
so many Ian Carmel.
James Corden is on it.
No, he's an EP. But he's a guest on it one time. But but then we have all these incredible athletes. Bobby Lee's the other comic. But we have so many incredible athlete guests that I got to take a picture with J.R. Smith wearing a shirt of his skin.
It's amazing.
Oh, I've seen that shirt. It's great.
That's a dream come true.
I said, it's your skin. And then we took a photo. He was so nice.
I believe it. Love JR. We'll figure out a way. Greatest bloopers.
Greatest guy who threw soup at his coach.
He's the number one in a lot of hearts.
Yeah.
Women do be winning championships and perpetuating human life.
Yeah.
Erin, thank you so much.
Thanks for having you guys. This was so fun.
Maybe we'll make this like a you'll come on and give us a mom scoop.
Yeah. That'd be great. I'm an expert mom.
Just and expert
tell my
stepmom.
Kids. Tell my kids that.
Well, yeah, I'll yell in your baby's face. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. The Greatest is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.